Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 15, 1804. The river starting to freeze over. Because winter conditions are fast closing in on the Corps of Discovery, they have spent a portion of the previous 2 days unloading the keelboat and storing that cargo for the winter. The cabin of the keelboat is not unloaded, however, because the captains are still living there and using it as their headquarters. They are now 6 months out from St. Louis on their journey to the Pacific. During this time, they have a visit from the Grand Chief of the Mandan, who brings with him the chief of the neighboring Assiniboine tribe. The Assiniboine are normally enemies of the Mandan, but sometimes, by a ceremony of adoption, the enemy is allowed to become a temporary, fictional relative to trade in peace. Today, Captain Lewis is in the Mandan village. Captain Clark is worried about why the hunting party he sent out yesterday has not returned. He sends a man out on horseback to find them. Clark writes,
"A cloudy morning. The ice run much thicker than yesterday. At 10 o'clock, G. Drewyer and the Frenchman we dispatched yesterday came up from the hunters who are encamped about 30 miles below. After about 1 hour, we dispatched a man with orders to the hunters to proceed on without delay through the floating ice. We sent by the man 10 to put on the parts of the pirogue exposed to the ice and a tow rope. The wind changeable. All hands work on their huts until 1 o'clock at night. Swans passing to the south, but few waterfowls to be seen. Not one Indian came to our fort today. Captain William Clark, November 15, 1804.
Since the hunters had not yet returned with any game, the men at the fort were forced to break into some of their reserve pork. This they were loath to do, but it was the only way to fulfill their daily requirement of meat. Tomorrow, winterizing the huts at Fort Mandan.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.